Position yourself so that the entrance gate of St. Mary's is on your left and Club di Raja Selangor is on your right on Jalan Raja. Continue walking straight ahead. Once you pass the date marker on the church that reads 1894 on your left, take a right and head into Dataran Merdeka. In Wanderlust, Rebecca Solnit writes about Lucy, one of our earliest known human ancestors. Not yet human, but not an ape either. Her skeleton was found in 1974 in Hadar, Ethiopia. They believe she died after falling from a tree 3.2 million years ago. Lucy was among the first of our ancestors to walk upright. Walking came before thinking, before language, before civilization, before clocks. Now, if you haven't already, find your way to the center of Dataran Merdeka. Place yourself so that the Selangor Club is behind you, the Jalur Gemilang to your right, St. Mary's Church to your left, and the Sultan Abdul Samad building directly ahead of you. In 1884, Frank Swettenham stood on this ground. He ordered the area to be cleared and leveled to create a cricket and parade ground for the Selangor Club and the colonial administration. When the British arrived, they reorganized the city around it. On one side of the river, closer to the Gombak River, stood the colonials. On the other, closer to the Klang River, lived the locals. Power was performed here, in the open. A clock tower was erected, and time was no longer felt through the turning of seasons. Pull of the monsoon, the heat of the sun, or the cool evening rain, no longer felt through hunger or fatigue. Time was measured, standardized, enforced. Before this, time may have been structured around prayer, around the lunar calendar, around seasons, tides, monsoons. time belonged to cosmology, to ritual. Now, time belonged to productivity. The British introduced clock time as discipline, a means to industry, industrial time. A cannon was fired on the Padang each time the clock struck the hour. The sound of it reverberating through Kuala Lumpur. I imagine, sometime so long ago, a man rests along the Muara, far from North Sumatra, a place he used to call home. And as the cannons echoes, he thinks to himself, "You cannot run trains on prayer time." If you haven't already, you can now sit down on the grass beneath you. We will stay on the Dataran a moment longer and take notice of the horizon in front of you. The Sultan Abdul Samad building. The facade. The clock tower. Built. Maintained. Kept in place. Beyond it, the towers of banks. Glass. Steel. Reflecting the sun. Look again. What else is here? Maybe you see tourists taking photos. Flags lifting in the wind. Symbols that make a nation. Maybe you see couples lying on the grass. Maybe slogans beaming on screens. Constructs of power. Or maybe you see office workers cutting across Dataran, moving quickly, checking the time. Don't forget to breathe. Now, take notice of scent. Exhaust from traffic. Or the scent of damp air. Concrete warming under the sun. Or maybe, if you're lucky, the scent of rain. Allow your sight to wander and your mind to drift. Allow yourself to remember the smell of rain. Allow yourself to remember a memory, a story. When you were 10 years old, you asked your father to explain how rain is made. You already knew. Your teacher had explained it in school, but you asked him anyway. And he spoke carefully, as if surprised by the question, by the invitation. As if the explanation mattered. As if it mattered to him that you were listening. Something in his eyes made you feel that you were connecting. this moment was important for both of you. And the scent of rain lingers in the air. It smells exactly the same as you remember it when you were 10 years old. When you're ready, stand up, if you haven't already, and start walking again. Move toward the tallest flagpole you can see. There is a small fountain next to the tall flagpole, covered in decorative gargoyles. I will wait for you at the small fountain.